Welcome back to Lux Insider with me, your host Anita Khatri. Thank you for your overwhelming response on last week's episode. And I hope you all had a fantastic Valentine's weekend. Before we move on to the focus of this week, here's a roundup on the latest from the world of luxury. It was a week of experiential launches from Gucci. The Atelier opened a new cafe and cocktail bar concept that transcends space and time. Located in the heart of Florence, Italy, the city that I love and home to Roman architecture, Gucci's cafe is an all-day dining destination that caters to those who prefer an intimate breakfast, as well as those who crave livelier after-hour happenings. To woo Generation Z, Gucci will launch its own virtual world on digital real estate platform, The Sandbox, as it expands its presence in the metaverse platform Gucci Vault. The brand has purchased an undisclosed amount of land on The Sandbox, which will let people and brands buy and develop virtual real estate. 200 pairs of Louis Vuitton into Nike Air Force One, shoes designed by the late Virgil Abloh, fetched $25 million at Sotheby's auction held last week in New York City. That's all from me on the latest in luxury. And now let's move to the focus for this week's episode. This week, it has taken me long and hard to figure out how to present this episode. I would not call myself a tech-averse person, but then certainly also someone who takes their time to understand the changing dynamics of technology. The advancement of technology reminds me of one of Albert Einstein's quotes. It has become appalling obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity. In today's episode, I'll try my best to unpack the trending buzzword that has come to grip the art and luxury world, NFTs. I'm sure you may be surrounded by information on NFTs, but here's me trying to make it easier for you listeners. The Shehnshah of Bollywood, Amitabh Bachchan, sold one of his NFT collections, the Madhushala NFT, for approximately ₹7.18 crores. Available on the bidding site beyondlife.club, there are only two sole owners of the exclusive Amitabh's Poetry NFT. The rendition of Mr. Harivansh Rai Bachchan's refined poetry in the actor's rustic baritone. To break it down further, the two owners of this unique NFT basically owned a digital asset equivalent to assets you own in the physical world. It's exactly like buying this poetry originally signed by Mr. Bachchan himself. But the difference being that this digital poetry has a credible owner and the poetry is original. Can we not fake or replicate this in the digital world? Yes, one can download and create many versions. But wait, I'll explain how this works. The burning question, therefore, what are NFTs? NFTs are non-fungible tokens, a cryptographic asset created through blockchain technology. The Indian rupee and other currencies are fungible. These can be exchanged with an equivalent item, for example, an exchange for a 2000 rupee bill with another 2000 rupee bill. Even cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum are fungible. NFTs are a type of cryptocurrency that cannot be exchanged with another. They are digital items that are unique and unchangeable, existing virtually on the blockchain. So they are different type of asset. Now, what are these assets like? These assets represent an object or entity like art, music, even a treat, video game, book, or anything that can have a digital format. Each has its own unique identification code and metadata recorded in a blockchain ledger representing the ownership and authenticity of associated unique tangible or intangible assets. According to a report by Ernst & Young, The concept behind NFTs is to create a certain scarcity and shortage in the supply of virtual items, which seems infinite. Accordingly, NFTs bring the promise of creating a digital original that is one of a kind and can be clearly attributed to the respective owner, existing only in the internet world. The next question that may come to your mind would be, should one invest in buying NFTs of a digital asset that can be easily copied or downloaded? As per the EY report, while any digital file can be copied and used for their own purposes, NFTs are designed in such a way that the focus is on ownership of the work. Like the example I mentioned earlier, while other individuals may freely copy the raw data, they cannot claim ownership of Mr. Harivansh Rai Bachchan's poetry in Amitabh Bachchan's voice. While Amitabh Bachchan will continue to own royalties from the sold collectibles, for the two owners that bought this collectible, it may become an alternate source of income should they wish to sell it. Brands and renowned artists or creators go a long way in protecting their collections and work of arts in the physical world. Brands in particular spend millions of dollars. Copying and plagiarism is rampant across all industries, in the physical world and even more so in the digital world. It is ownership of the virtual asset that determines the authenticity in the virtual, which is a win for those on the bench for NFTs. The key point here is that anyone and everyone can benefit from NFTs trading. But here is a caveat. The working principle for NFTs, especially the limited edition collectibles, is scarcity and the unrequited demand. The rarer the item, the higher the value. But does rarer equate to usefulness? It is something I leave for a debate. So what are brands doing in this space? So far, luxury houses have mainly ventured into the big gaming platforms. Perhaps the best known is Balenciaga's collaboration with Fortnite, which sells skins, virtual clothing and accessories for avatars, costing less than $10, as well as real-life collection of t-shirts, hats and hoodies, costing multiple times more. For its 200th anniversary, Louis Vuitton launched a video game with collectible NFTs partially designed by Beeple. The game contained NFT art that could be acquired by players in a story echoing the journey of the brand's founder. Burberry created NFTs within the Blanco's Block Party game, featuring digital vinyl toys that live on a blockchain. Adorned with Burberry's TB Summer monogram, the limited edition Burberry Blanco Shark EB NFT can be purchased, upgraded and sold. The collaboration also includes branded in-game NFT accessories, beyond gaming. Luxury fashion e-commerce platform Farfetch has partnered with digital fashion platform DressX. Dolce & Gabbana collaborated with UNXT, a curated marketplace for digital luxury and couture, to create an inaugural 9-piece collection of NFTs sold alongside physical couture. Dolce & Gabbana's collection fetched the equivalent $5.7 million. Balmain, the French couture, began its NFT journey with the digital flame dress designed exclusively for Vogue Singapore in August 2021 in collaboration with Singaporean games organization Altawa. Luxury watch brand Louis Monet announced an NFT partnership with Exclusible, a premium NFT marketplace and metaverse partner for luxury brands. And Taffy, a leading designer of avatars and digital wearables, including NFTs. The companies will launch an original NFT collection inspired by the Louis Monet Space Revolution watch, the award-winning watch that features spectacular tourbillons, intergalactic spaceships, and extraterrestrial materials. This Space Revolution NFT collection is expected to launch in early 2022 with 1,000 limited edition digital timepieces. From limited editions in the physical world to 1,000 limited edition pieces in the virtual world. Back in India, celebrity brands have been taking to the trend quite aggressively. Amitabh Bachchan, Sonu Nigam, Nuclea, Ritwitz, Yuvraj Singh, Salman Khan and Rajnikant have all launched their NFTs last year. Hefty Art, an initiative by Hindustan Talkies Hangama Polygon, have exclusively partnered with the estate of Hussain to bring renowned artist MF Hussain's celebrated works via NFTs. If you are someone who loves collecting art and doesn't mind owning a digital art piece, do keep a watch out for MF Hussain's bidding. It won't be long when experiences will be virtually celebrated. You put on your Balenciaga cap, fasten your Rolex timepiece, and don your Gucci crossbody bag. All virtual gears worn by your digital self in the metaverse. Now, if you're wondering what is metaverse? Metaverse refers to virtual worlds that are designed for humans to interact with as easily as they would do in the real world. We are living in a strange world, isn't it? Not just restricted to playing games or chatting with avatars, but also buying assets, getting married, traveling, fashion, and other related industries. An interesting project, Meta Dojo, ensures various opportunities for brands to explore experiential avenues. Meta Dojo offers companies ready to use 3D buildings that can be deployed to any metaverse via websites and social media channels. These spaces can be used by brands and can be customized as per the need to provide virtual experience by either displaying the NFT collectibles or they can also have their customer shop clothes digitally. Oh, and let's not forget, virtual fashion runway shows will not be a far reality if this project succeeds on a larger scale. The world of NFTs and metaverse is here to stay. NFTs are yet to show how they benefit society in any way. And truth be told, the technology backbone that allows them to exist eats up a tremendous amount of real-world energy too. Today, brands are using NFTs to relate with Generation Z and protect their intellectual property online. I believe, like social media, luxury brands took their time to embrace and understand the power and reach. Here too, brands are exploring various avenues in an unregulated world. After all, it's speaking about the virtual world while we are in the real world. Let's see how far we go. That's all from me this week. Should you have any thoughts to share with us on this week's episode, write to us at podcast@anitakhatri.com. I look forward to receiving your comments and feedback. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Until next week, stay safe.